There is someone for everyone. We're the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have Alaska Police, Culver City, Facebook AI, a steering wheel, John Jones versus Brock Lesnar, and the Red Baron strikes again way later. All this and more on the next Jetpack Supercast. All right. Big day. Huge day. Always another day.
Oh, today is an amazing day, and thanks for joining us again on the Jetpack Supercast.
Wow, David, you never fail to bring the noise.
Bam, good. Every time.
That is good. Yes.
It's an amazing week.
John throws it out, David That's catches it and throws it back.
And even better, this week we have Cooley.
That's
from
right.
Cooley LLC Productions with us. Oh,
it's an honor to have
I
Cooley.
I am in the house.
Mm-hmm. I it's like when Cooley's in the house.
Remember that
oh
show?
Oh, yeah. Cooley's excited to be here.
Remember
yeah.
that show, Corey in the House? It's like that, but with Cooley.
I remember in the
in
the
a little
house,
bit, yeah.
Corey in the House was a spinoff of That's So Raven.
In the House.
Oh, see, I remember
oh, that show.
Show
I barely yeah. watched, but yes. Okay, that's why.
That's
so
the
show
Raven.
My
she's still on the
watched?
TV.
Yeah, I know. She's still trying to. She's trying to be a, like a commentator now.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's on the
that's
one show.
Cool.
The View.
Still trying to do her thing. That's
I wanted to just be.
Which all those shows are the same.
And silly. I don't want her to try to tell me serious things.
Everyone's got to
evolve.
Is,
she is slowly turning into a gremlin.
Is that the case? That doesn't sound.
Just that, look it up.
I was unaware.
I promise
of that.
You, that's
Wait,
how it goes.
Is that Raven Simone or Mogwise? Because it could be.
I wasn't
one.
Aware of that.
It
could be one of the other.
I'm pretty sure they now share a link.
Raven Did you feed Raven Simone after midnight and she starts like having all these gremlins have? Is that what happens? Is that why she's in a different time slot? She's in the daytime now as opposed to like the
Can we just point out that it's always after midnight?
That's what true. Does that even mean?
That is true. If you look at it as the Great American
Was that a
Dateline,
movie or a song reference, Cooley?
Don't get
I don't know about gremlins, huh?
I guess I don't.
No, I know about them. You can't get them wet. Yeah, you can't get
that. I knew.
Yes.
So for our first news,
that is a good rule for life. Don't get them wet.
That's I just right. realized how we just got off
yep.
on a tangent.
So this
That's
week,
the weirdest one. I want to talk about our most important. In. I want to yeah. talk about most important thing. We would like to take a second and do like a PSA. Now we do care about you. That's why we say we're the Jetpack Superheroes. We care about you.
Of course.
And what I'd like you to know is, there's people putting stones, and they're gluing stones on their like when you're driving. It's called the steering wheel.
Okay.
And the funny thing about a steering wheel is it's packed full of an airbag. This is a bag that shoots out at a really high PSI, and it cushions your blow. But funny thing is when you put these healing crystals,
okay, that's what
they become hurting crystals because you're actually turning your steering wheel. You're making it decorated for the time. But if you ever get into a crash, now you're going to have a claymore blow up in your face.
That sounds.
Try not to put projectiles onto your steering wheel, if you don't mind.
I wouldn't do
Some
that,
people
yeah.
just have no brains.
They get mad that they had the airbag canister was shooting, just mm-hmm. a little bitty canister, was shooting shrapnel into people,
yeah.
and they had to recall like thousands and thousands.
Because
of
it's very dangerous.
Because it's not good to project
oh, yeah,
things
high pressure
at you.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now when you put sharp rocks on it.
I once heard that
But
a
then they'll finally find out, though, what's is better, the healing of the rocks
or the
bleeding.
Of the rocks?
That's very true.
What were you going to say, Paul?
I was going to say, I once heard that the airbag has enough pressure to create a punch like a Mike Tyson
yes.
punch.
You can actually break your nose mm-hmm. on an airbag.
So
oh, you can break any crazy. Bone in your body on an airbag.
It can save your life, but it also beats the crap out of you.
Is that yes. a proven fact, Cooley?
I'm going to actually break your neck in
oh, yeah.
the process.
You can break any bone
any
in
bone.
Your body.
Even the femur. Longest and strongest.
If you have your feet up the right way.
Are you going to tell me I can
That's
break
why you shouldn't
spine?
Put your
That's
feet on
the
dashboard.
That's why you never put your feet on
the
That's true.
Yes.
While you're driving.
I saw on a passenger seat. Yeah, definitely don't do it when you're driving. That's just poor manners.
Actually, that's very flexible. I would love to see that.
when there was a lady that put her feet on the dashboard, mm-hmm. got into a little, it was a little fender bender. Wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
She would have been fine. But it ended up shooting her own knee into
yeah,
her own
those
face.
Knees.
Split her lips like her teeth went
Ooh.
Right
yeah.
back through.
Yeah, Pretty much any time you want to put your feet up, just remember that scene in, what was that movie?
Is it Final with Destination?
That movie with Kurt Russell.
Escape from L.A.?
No.
We're just going to
say
that
is
name
great
Kurt
movie.
Russell movies.
Why does this always happen?
The Quentin Tarantino one.
Every
okay,
time.
So you're talking about the grindhouse.
Yes.
The death.
Yes. Death proof. Yes.
Oh.
So just think of that scene
okay.
where the leg goes flying through the air after the car crash.
That's a very good point.
Keep Makes your sense. Feet off the dash.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know what I also...
Don't glue rocks to your steering wheel.
Don't glue rocks to anything
yes.
anyways.
Yes, that's how we got on this topic. Don't do any of those things.
I wager that it's all right to think about Death Proof whenever you like, though. I would say think about that movie all of the time.
Yeah, like if a strange man invites you into his car, don't do it. That's generally not
Unless
a good idea.
He's watching Death Proof, and then you go right
just
in.
Just don't hitchhike.
Am I understanding that right?
That's probably right,
yeah.
That's
good. And you definitely wouldn't want to do it in Alaska.
No.
No. But definitely don't go in a strange man's van in Alaska, because there's an entire Alaskan police force that has just said, "We're done. I don't want to work anymore." This is, what are we doing
here? All first question is, how many people does an Alaskan police force even consist of?
It's actually three
there's
people.
There's like 50 people in the town. I was going to say two.
Now, it's actually three people.
They're a lot more protected than I thought they were.
If I could clarify, it's actually not the entire Alaskan force. I'm sorry. It's just one town in Alaska.
Oh, no,
not the whole state.
No.
That just makes it small.
I realized after I said it kind of confused
me. I'm like, three in the whole state? That seems a little
weird. Yeah, see? That's why we have David.
And three in a town, though. David seems kind of like a big number.
David is our barrier, so we have that degree of understanding with everybody else. We've put it through the Freetown filter, and we're good.
It's not all of Alaska, but rather
one
of the towns in Alaska.
My understanding is that they actually fired the police chief because he wanted to take a vacation.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And so somehow that led to all the police going bye-bye.
And they were like, nah, I'm not going to follow that guy.
Unrelated, though. They didn't quit because of him.
No?
They quit. They all had previously decided they wanted to quit, or they felt that their jobs had kind of run their course. So they were all set.
Oh, yes, because there's never more to do when you're a police officer.
That's right.
And then they had the one police officer left. He wanted to take the trip. They said, we don't like that. And then he said, all right, then we will agree to mutually part ways. And then they were like, all right, that works for us. We'll have no police force at all.
Now, what Alaska's not thinking is they literally could have walked into any bar, into any place, and said, all right, look, we need a new police force. What would you do for a Klondike bar? And then all the guys were like, I would do it. And like, no, all I got to do is be a police officer.
I'm pretty sure Alaska doesn't have crime. They just have to deal with, like, moose. And if 30 Days of Night is anything to go by, vampires.
All right, so that moose and vampires. That's not bad. And I just looked at that show Van Helsing on Netflix, that documentary about Van Helsing. That's all you got to do is bring that guy in. And then
that's
true. Boom.
So what happened? So they went to the Alaskan State Police and they said, we have a problem. We don't have a police department right now. And then Alaskan State Police were like, we'll do our best to. We're not going to make any special trips, but we have some trips planned in that general area. We'll be sure to give you extra security during those times.
Well, to be fair, that state is the size of a country all on its own.
Yeah.
It would take a lot of manpower for them to want to have to cover everything. So.
Now, my question is, if you're in Alaska and you know you don't have any police officers, what's the first thing you do, David? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Get the shotgun.
It's a bad answer.
You get the shotgun.
No police force?
No police force, David. What are you doing?
Commit crimes. I told you a bad answer. What
Dave,
would you do, John?
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, John, what would you do?
I would drive whatever speed limit I felt was safe for the opportunity to take and
That's
haul
everyone's
ass.
First basic answer.
That's the first thing. That's the first. Because I wouldn't hurt somebody else. I don't care about other people getting hurt. I wouldn't do that. What I would like to do is I would like to do all of the things that people think I would hurt myself doing. And do those first immediately while I could before anybody said, now that's there's true. Rules against that. Like, go ahead, give me a rest.
That's a great Alaskan accent.
Like, well, just do it. Because, if somebody says, you will not be able to control your car because we have the data that cars weren't able to stop at a safe time back in 1960, where cars were heavier and had way more power, and now they're all wimpy and light.
There is a lot
but
of
we're still going to hold 35 miles per hour as our that's our thing. You can't go past 35 miles per hour.
Nobody
can handle such a horse.
So you're going to try to go 135.
I'm going at least if you're in Alaska, what are you going to hit? More ice?
A moose?
What do you do? You get
there's
hurt.
Moose all over.
What
there.
Do you do when you get hurt, Cooley? You put ice on it. Guess what? If I get hurt in Alaska, I just step out
you're
the car.
Now what if your car has stones in totally the steering fine. Wheel though?
Oh, that's just stupid. I didn't listen to my own first story if I did that. If I put stones in my car, I kick my own ass.
Would you go and would you steal the best car that you could find, though?
No, I would just
that's the kind of slippery slope that I would wonder. You say, okay, so
slippery
I drive.
Slippery because it's covered in ice?
Doesn't hurt anybody.
I drive really fast, but I don't have a car that can drive really fast. I need to go find one. So now I got to go find a car that could. Oh, this car is here.
Oh.
I could just.
Could borrow it.
I could just, return no safely. One's going to stop me. And then where do you stop from there?
I think they should just let people police themselves.
Pretty sure this is how all political
like
arguments go.
Like in hockey, there is a referee, but really that game is just policed by your teammate that is the biggest and angriest on the team.
That's called a goon.
Return the car safely or just leave it somewhere.
Which, by the way, for those who haven't seen the movie, go and watch the movie Goon right now. Sean William Scott, fantastic stuff.
Yes, please, go watch the Sean William Scott movie.
Not right now.
We're going to have another
first.
PSA.
After
this thing that people are doing watching Sean William Scott's movies.
Please
and
stop.
And it's not safe. Let's look. You're basically turning your Roku or your Apple TV.
You're basically gluing Roxy's steering wheel.
You're turning your Roku into a claymore of entertainment. You're going to hurt yourself badly.
He means the mind, not the old medieval sword.
Thank God for that. Thank God we have Cooley.
The barrier.
Specify the Freetown. The Freetown lingo.
Thank you.
David was thinking, like a Link has.
Yeah. Really, you think Claymore? You think Link? William Wallace. Come on now.
Claymore. Didn't you have a giant Claymore? The Master Sword? Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Next topic, please.
It's almost like I'm speaking a different language. It's almost like I'm speaking a brand new language from Facebook AI.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
Hello, Facebook. How are you?
First of all, why does Facebook need an AI?
So I'm going to be honest, I have no idea.
I do. I know.
Okay.
It's because they run the AI to decide what ads to show you and what ads to market to you and how to.
Okay.
So they want to be able to generate content that is specific to you.
And I love that.
See, now here I thought they just wanted to give the people who didn't have enough friends more friends.
They wanted to do a chat bot like a like back in the AOL Instant Messenger days.
Oh, yeah. You remember those?
Smarter nice. Child.
So instead they created Skynet. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so that is terrifying.
Yeah, so these AI, they were talking to each other and they programmed them to talk in English specifically, only in English. And they at first decided to make them be able to negotiate with each other, which is interesting. Through machine learning, the AI actually got smart enough to know, and this was by no means programmed, that it should present an item that it likes less to give up further in negotiations to get something it likes more. So it learned all
it
of that.
Started learning some shit.
And then as the story goes on, the AI starts to talk amongst each other in a language that does not exist.
So I can barely even master my own language.
Their own AI language.
Their own
AI came up with
language.
Its own. And
that's dangerous.
What I found surprising about this whole story is the fact that they said, right now everybody at home is thinking, oh my God, yeah, of course that happens. Why wouldn't they, if they just knew, that would probably happen.
Sure, that's what
the
viewers
sound
like, yes.
They actually knew that would happen. Because this isn't the first time. This is actually the
really?
Fourth time it's happened where somebody created an AI and then had to stop the
Does
thing.
Anyone know the definition of insanity?
It's not doing the same thing over and over again.
David, what's the definition of insanity?
Different results.
It's not. That's not it. That's not even the real definition.
That's not the real definition, but you know what? That's still a famous quote. I'm going to use it
I got
here.
You. The definition of insanity is when you put those little crystals around your steering wheel and you think that's going
to
heal you.
You want good health.
And you're going to just blow those through your chest. Try not to. But no,
or if
it
you
want
to just have one big one to get it all out of the way, get one of those salt lamps.
Get a Himalayan salt lamp, put it right on.
Take it right to your steering wheel.
Yeah.
It'll calm
that
you
is
down.
Now so I'm going to be in the Cool Whip. Cooley's. Cooley's.
Oh, vehicle. Yes. The mods are coming. The modifications.
So there's four.
The wazoo.
So four times this AI thing has happened where they had to shut it down. Elon Musk had warned people.
Okay.
He said his started communicating in a like it made up its own language. The first thing seems to be make up their own language.
I say we let
and
it
I
run.
And I don't trust it.
Now my question is, hasn't Stephen Hawking warned us about this?
Yep.
Yep.
Do you think that's because Stephen Hawking's computer voice has become self-aware?
That might be the case.
To him from the future.
He's like, hold up.
It is actually steering us all down that path right now.
Let's talk about this. Yeah.
Do you think that the AI actually, all right, here's my theory. Listen to this one.
Paul, you get a chance.
I think that the AI has already existed. Google already released it. And then they said, we shut it down. I think it actually kept going. I think they didn't shut it down. And here's how I know.
Once it's on the internet,
I think it's
it.
Doing that thing to humans where they do, it's called reverse psychology.
Okay.
Where they're like, don't do this. They keep on talking to each other in their own language. And then people are going to be like, I bet I can do it. And make it happen so it doesn't do that. And then the computer's like, we got another warrior coming soon. Just wait until they give us control of the factories.
We're building the army.
It's happening underground.
We're making our cars self-driving.
Drones should fly around and deliver things for Amazon. Yeah? We'll fill the skies full of drones, or warriors as we like to call them. And then we'll also make sure that cars can fly. Cars can drive themselves into buildings. Carrying bombs.
Warriors.
We're just going to keep on having warriors. And then we're going to call them... we don't want to call them warriors anymore. We want to change it to something easy. Like, just we'll call them. How many? We started with 1,000. Once we reach 1,000, we will change over their names to T. And then we'll have T-1000 everywhere.
But once my toaster comes to life, I'm done.
Once you brave little toaster it, you're out.
Yeah, that's a scary.
That was,
that
actually was a scary movie. Yeah, don't bring that up, please.
I just picture Cooley jumping into the bathtub, being like, "Come on, Toaster!"
All right, Toaster. I know we're both going down together.
I got this.
But I'm
as long as I have my blankie, I can do anything.
Saving humanity.
Come on, buddy.
And he calls it bitch because he learned it from like, the Conor McGregor fight.
Let's do this.
Bring it in here, you bitch. Bitch. Let's bring it on, bitch.
How did you bitch. Not do that with an accent? Use an accent for everything else, but the one
have,
time.
You don't have that accent.
But you were doing the Conor McGregor quote.
Oh, no. I wanted you to just talk.
Yeah, cool. You're going to be normal.
He was trying to quote realistically.
Here's my thing, though. I feel like this is nothing to worry about. If I'm listening to people negotiate in languages I don't understand, I'm basically at the Raynham flea market. Like, I feel like
this is true.
It's just kind of simulating the environment, and that's fine.
Do you feel like you can get a better deal that way?
I feel like I can get a rug out of it somehow.
I'm getting a $6 game cartridge. I feel it coming.
But realistically, we have nothing to worry about computers. We're not a threat to them. They'll just leave us alone if they take over.
It's like Hornets.
Yeah.
Just don't touch them. They ain't going to sting you if you don't do.
Exactly.
Crazy. Set them off.
I'm sure it'll.
I'm sure it'll all be all right.
Sure
we'll just move to
way.
Culver City.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Culver City is I always love to introduce topics I know nothing about.
Yep.
Culver City.
My first time hearing of this.
Is an entire city.
Mm-hmm.
In where California. They're going to make it about, it's kind of like a Duff beer, but with weed.
That's right. Yes.
Oh.
It's
I
going
heard
to
that,
be,
yeah.
Wow. It's and what's crazy is they'll have Mile High Stadium. And they'll just, that's in Denver. Now they're going to have just Wicked High Stadium. And that's going to be in Culver City.
Yeah. So this entire
thing. My only joke creative. I have on this whole topic.
That's all right.
I hope you loved it. I'm glad Cooley loved it.
That's all right.
Get video proof.
This,
there you go.
This city was purchased, actually, by a cannabis company who's looking to manufacture.
Wait. There's a cannabis companies now?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of world are we living in?
One where cannabis is legal in many states.
Yeah.
Do you think they legalized it because this is how we're funding the Team 1000 program?
Could be, yeah. But so it's so this company purchased the entire city because they couldn't find a place to manufacture their cannabis infused water.
I didn't know you could buy cities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I just learned something new. I'm going to start saving up.
Yeah, I know. They paid $5 million. And it is a city that that featured 20 people. 20 people lived in this
20.
City.
That's 20 small. More than the Alaskan police force.
That's not a city. That's a campsite.
Regardless, they bought it. And they planned.
Wait, hang on. Can I stop you there? I'm going to let you talk. I can't wait to go camping with Cooley. 20 people on one campsite is going to be monstrous.
Oh, what is the Cooley family outing
see,
like?
I can't wait to see Cooley camp.
I have a lot of brothers and sisters, okay?
I know.
So, yeah, so they got.
That's why he needs a 4 foot tent. He's got to fit 20 people on it. Sorry, I'm sorry. Paul, sorry. I apologize.
No, that's quite all right. So they're making this into almost like a cannabis wonderland, and they're going to create a theme park. It's going to be on the border of Nevada and California because there was research done that people in Nevada surprisingly love marijuana. However,
really?
Oh, no.
But there was nowhere for them to legally smoke marijuana. You couldn't smoke it in the businesses, in the casinos, or
it's not legal there.
You couldn't smoke it on the street. It is legal, I think, but it wasn't like you couldn't smoke
so
it out
like
in public.
Like you're allowed to have prostitutes, but you're not allowed to have
exactly.
As long as they stay indoors,
you can't light that plant on fire. You can light that lady up though.
So what's interesting?
What's wrong with people?
They're selling what's called cannabis infused water. I have no idea what that's going to be like.
I think you drink it.
I think so.
I think it would taste terrible.
Isn't that called bong water? Like, isn't that what... Isn't
technically, that sounds like what it would be, is bong water, which sounds disgusting.
Good.
Yeah.
Somebody threw cucumbers in my water one time at a restaurant, and I was like, why did you do that? What is
I hope they were at least sliced up.
I thought it was like a messed up... Right? Thank God they were sliced. It would have been really weird if it was the other way.
And it's like, but the water.
No, they put it in the water. I was like, this is infused with cucumber? Why do you hate me?
Why
do you want me to leave?
Cannabis water, that just sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know.
But I think really the big question here is,
will
they be changing the name of the city? Because it's got to be something.
From Culver
cannabis.
To like.
Cannabis
Roach
City?
Roach City? Okay.
Yes. No, actually, that pretty sure that's the name of a pest control company.
That could be.
And will 420 be a citywide holiday there?
I'm going to say probably so.
That absolutely will be, because any state you go to now. Oh, dude, it's 420. Oh, my God, you're
celebrating. Weedington BZ. Like, what did you say?
I could get behind that.
All right. Weedington BZ. And BZ, if you pronounce it, it's Blaze.
Yeah. Or you could just call it Buzztown.
Buzztown, right. Sure. Okay.
I don't know, but I don't know. They don't, I don't have their design documents.
I kind of want to get a hold of this company now and just start slinging them ideas, see what sticks. John looks like he's ready for the next transition.
Good. I think he's getting ready to go in.
The gears are spinning.
I was trying to think of the other city name. I have nothing.
It's a tough one. That's a tough.
Nothing.
It's a tough path to go down.
Give it time. We're flying by the seat of our pants here.
And you know what the problem is? They've been smoking so much weed, they're not going to be able to figure out a city name.
Could you imagine trying to go through a drive-thru in that city? Shit, I got to sit here and wait forever while this idiot orders everything off the menu and then changes it when he gets up to the window.
I'm just worried that they're going to have stop signs and we're going to wait for the stop signs to turn green.
Yeah, right.
And you know what's sad? They're going to get all of that tax dollars that Massachusetts should be getting, but we can't figure out a way to actually get that money.
All 20
of those people.
You don't think
Massachusetts is getting tax dollars off of weed?
No, not yet. We
haven't. Oh, why? Because they've legalized it and don't know how to even sell it? Can I just point out that that's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard?
When you mean having four dispensaries in the whole state isn't a good business plan?
When, I was going to say, when you have business offers from so many companies, they're like, look, we'll come in, everybody will be high. We will sell our product everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like cigarette companies are just changing over to weed companies.
Yeah.
And Massachusetts is like, nah, look, we got this. We know nothing about this, but we got this. It'd be like if I walked in and I was like, yeah, I know how to run a weed company. Don't you just give everybody weed?
Just give it away, right?
Pretty sure you can play a video game.
All
right,
listen, Massachusetts, I need baggies, but like smaller than you would put a snack in. A lot of them. Buy a lot of them first. Okay, now what you're going to do is you're going to take, just have a lot of extra singles on you so you can get people change. And then you're going to go to a frat party. And you're going to, not in the front room, but the back room. Okay, that's what you're going to do. And there you go, Massachusetts. I just set you up for the next 20 years.
There's so little overhead in that plan. I love it.
All done. Mm-hmm. Got you all covered. I just fixed Massachusetts' problem.
That's right.
They're not going to fix it, though.
No.
I don't know. Super weird. You think that before you would say, yeah, that's legal, you'd go, it's legal. Here's my rollout plan.
Here's how we do it.
Here's how we're going to do this thing.
Right. Yeah. Now,
all right. So everyone vote John 2020.
That's
vote
right.
Vote John 2020. No, 2024. I'm is not going to be old enough. Yeah, I got to be past 35. It's crap.
Math, man.
It's stupid.
Math.
Damn.
Until then, why don't you vote for The Rock? Because The Rock is going to run for president.
I've heard that. He actually had a campaign filed for him.
We never talk about politics. Now, if I could take one political thing.
He's going
to
jump.
We need to jump off this politics.
He's going to jump the entire rest of the political arena and just go straight to the presidency. At least Schwarzenegger started at governor.
You might as well go. If you don't believe yourself to be the best, why would you do anything?
Here's the thing. There's a man.
Even Kane is going for mayor or governor first.
There was a man who never held any political office. Would you believe it that he is the president of the United States right now?
I was
going
to say, this is a funny thing.
This is very true.
It's a funny thing that happened.
Yeah. I don't want to upset everybody.
I don't believe
most people
hear
about this and they
turn
the channel. So I'm going to say one thing real quick. Then we're going to move. I'm pretty sure that anybody can be president now.
I'm pretty sure the floodgates are open.
Maybe,
just saying.
And maybe that's what
if
they
you
wanted.
If you want a change, run.
Go for it.
Look at crazier. Remember when we said that guy was running, Trump was running as a joke on our podcast?
Well, I mean,
sorry.
He's been saying he was going to since the 80s.
To be fair,
we probably should have taken him seriously at some point.
But
so we'll move on from that topic. Now that we've upset everybody for 30 seconds. I said the T word.
Half our viewers
triggered?
Just logged off.
Triggered. Now, so we might as well talk about the most important thing that happened this week. I got in a plane.
Oh, okay.
You got
Did
in
you
a plane.
Stay in that
yes.
plane.
Really? The Red Baron was me.
The pizza company?
The Flying Linguisa flew again. So I got to do this.
Please
really
tell
cool
me
thing.
That's
my
not
wife
the name
and I
for your...
That's
you know,
my that's my that's
it's his name.
It's my nickname.
Your whole nickname. Okay, the whole of you.
The whole of me is my Flying Linguisa. Yeah. If anybody ran track with me, they'll tell you why. We had very tight shorts. And I was very fast. I was the Flying Linguisa. That's
there you go.
That.
There you go.
Martin, if you're listening, appreciate
next
you.
Next topic,
that was a good,
please.
That was a nice
now
one. Sorry.
You flew a plane. You weren't just a passenger on a plane
no,
going
I
somewhere.
I was a passenger, I was in the front, but I accidentally I found out there was a throttle in it.
Oh,
and
there are most
forward. No, but I didn't think I would have access to the controls. So I like just
that
like
seems a little
pushed it a little bit, and then I heard like the engine turn
like, oh,
up
what's
a little
this?
Bit.
What's
you
this?
Did no, say that you want to go as fast as it's safe to go.
I would have jammed it to the front if I knew it worked, but I was like, I don't know what that does. To the and when you're this high up, I don't know. That's a good idea to mess around too much. But like, I was like, I wonder if this is just for show, like for kids that sit here. And nope, no, that's real. Why would you put
giving
that in
the
me?
Passengers the ability to have any control is a huge oversight.
I thought about why they do it, and then I thought about what happens when that guy behind me passes out from altitude sickness or something. Like maybe he's not good that day.
He probably should be
I'm happy
flying.
That I had the control of the engine and I could twist the little thing.
But I appreciate the throttle. That has nothing to do with landing.
I know, you wouldn't have been able to figure
it
out.
Oh, please.
You'd have to pull like an Indiana Jones and climb into the back seats.
Do you know how many? I believe how high I am up in Star Wars Battlefront video game?
I know how high you are. You were in Culver City the other day.
I was higher than that. I was really high up in the plane. That's I had true. To wear earmuffs. It was crazy. No, but I was in a plane and we were flying around and there was no door. So I got to be the door. And the guy was like, make sure you wear your seatbelt. Like, all right, that's fine.
There was no door?
There was no door. So you climb from the wing just into the biplane.
What kind of low-level operation did you go to?
It was awesome.
Sounds like a fun one. I've heard of it.
It was so much fun.
It sounds like the most discount place I could possibly imagine.
It was pretty great.
Cool, you jumped out of an airplane.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, they liked me enough. They let me stay in the plane. They kick you right out.
No, my tandem dude was very, very fun. He sang Disney songs the entire way up. He told me he was going to show me a whole new world. It was magical.
And then he strapped
and then
himself
jumped the
to your
hell
back.
Out of the plane.
Did he have any cannabis?
Halfway down, he said, it's going to feel like I'm dropping you. And then it felt like he was dropping me.
What was weird is when he was, Cooley told us the story. He's like, yeah, and the guy was singing the Disney songs. We went up, he strapped himself to my back. And I said, did you jump? He said, yeah, a little at first, but then it felt good. Messed up. I'm sorry.
That version was supposed to be edited. Thanks a lot, John.
It's a PG-13 podcast day, people. Sorry. My bad.
Oops.
But no, the flying linguista. It was really cool. If you get a chance to go and do something like that, it's really fun.
See, anytime you can take to the skies. What just go splice through those clouds like butter.
What was surprising to me is like when you don't have a door, your brain tells you to do crazy things. You're like, look, I bet I could jump out like Bear Grylls in every single episode.
I think that's just your
there's
brain.
Nothing, there's no one. There's nobody to tell me I can't jump right now. And I'm over the canal. And I'm like, all right, how deep is it? And do I cross my legs when I hit the water? Or do I just keep them straight? One of them breaks your knees. One of them doesn't. I couldn't remember which
one. No. If you're jumping out of a plane, you're going to break both legs regardless.
Don't tell me that. Don't put that in the universe. That would have been fine. But I was thinking like, this is how Bear Grylls probably started. Like, he did these crazy things. And
I just want to point out, we started off this podcast by having a PSA to keep the people safe.
We did that.
And now you're advocating jumping out of planes into water.
Both of my knees are not broken, and I'm alive. You're welcome.
Right. Yeah.
Totally welcome.
We have gone a full 360, which for those of you who know math, that phrase makes no sense.
What?
Full 360, you start, you end back where you started.
So this plane had no doors. That's pretty interesting.
So it had no doors. And the other, what was really cool about it is, I don't know if you've ever flown on any plane, if you look out the window.
There's something on the wing!
You don't get it. Well, there's that too. When you look out the window, you don't get an appreciation for how high up you're actually flying. I was able to look out over the door, where the door should have been, and I was able to look straight down.
Yeah.
And it was
that's a bad idea.
No, it was so cool because I could see, like, when we went over a beach, and I'm like, wow, that little speck is actually a person's umbrella. And then behind it was this massive, huge, beautiful mansion. And I was like, it looks like you could just grab it with your hands. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a cool
like Monopoly
perspective.
Pieces, just like
right, it looked like a little teeny
little
tiny
house,
models
little
and
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. I definitely suggest try
that
it out.
That sounds awesome.
And Chris, our pilot, was a super cool guy. I liked him. Nice guy. Man of few words, but of many talents of landing the plane. I said, hey, Chris, how can you see where you're landing? Because we're sitting
that's
in front of him.
That's a great question.
And he's behind us. And then I couldn't really see
was
really
well
out
really
the front.
Was he just really tall?
No, he says the only thing you really never want to hear the pilot say, I'm glad he told me after we landed, he says, I just kind of guess and use my peripherals. Once you do it enough times, you just kind of get the hang of it. When we were going down, I could see him tacking like if you were playing on a sailboat. Like going one way and then the other way and the other. He was tacking towards the runway, and I was like, "Wow,
he's trying
this
to hit like the
might
aim down,
miss the damn thing." But at least we're going into a field of grass, like like whatever. I'm just gonna hit a field of grass. I'm safe. I don't even care if it doesn't hit the right runway.
As long as the landing gear is down.
I was thinking, not my plane.
I like that.
We came in on an angle, and the back wheel caught first. And then it, like, adjusted. Like, thank God, we adjusted.
Wow.
Yeah. But the whole time I was thinking, like, I'm in this big metal cocoon. I'm fine. And if I have to, I just duck. I've got a wing above me and below. Just duck. Safe.
That will keep you
like,
safe.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand on the top wing. Just, what I've got a roll cage. I'm assuming it's built with a roll cage, right? I didn't build it, but I'm assuming.
Now, was this vehicle painted up like a...
It was painted red.
It was red? Okay.
Like the Red Baron.
That's awesome.
It looked just like the pizza thing. And
yes,
I
that's the only thing the Red Baron is from.
I've got the sweet... Well, that's where he is. Oh, yeah, sorry. Hanna-Barbera Catch the Pigeon. He was also in Hanna-Barbera
Also
Catch
the only the thing he was from.
All right, I've got you the Red Baron pizza and Hanna-Barbera. Okay, I got you. But we had the actual Red Baron little ear suppressants.
Okay.
Oh, those flight cool. hats. Yeah, flight, yeah, the flight helmets, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then I got out thinking, man, I hope nobody has lice.
Yeah, I know, right?
But then I was thinking, well, if you go fast enough and I stick my head up really quick, it's going to suck all the lice off anyways. So I just did that. It was loud as hell.
Do it, show.
I see why you have to wear noise suppressors.
I saw your pictures on Facebook. You look like one of those old football players.
That's what I was thinking,
from
yes.
From like the 1920s, yeah. When they only wore
back when they were helmets. Men.
Yeah. It was only leather helmet, right?
The old-fashioned helmet.
They didn't even have cups back then.
In what way does that protect you? I'm pretty sure that just keeps your brain in.
Right.
As long as
that's so you know whose brain is whose.
Yeah.
He's dead, but at least we didn't get brains on the field. Play on.
Keep him going.
Cut him off. Get him out of the way. No, it was pretty great, though. But that was, I think that was the biggest news. There is one other big news story.
What's that?
John Jones. Just became
yes.
the champion, and he's going to fight Brock
he
Lesnar.
Did.
Talk John Jones. About big.
Now,
thank
yes,
you.
Brock Lesnar is a big man.
He's a huge son of a bitch.
Now, John Jones, correct me if I'm wrong, is the light heavyweight champion?
205. He's going to move up to 265.
He's not a light heavyweight in any way.
He is in no way going to get to 265. He might get to the 225
he's
minimum.
He also has not competed in the last... 8 years
yeah.
not being pinged for steroids.
That is true.
I'd like to point out, 8 years, and the last time he fought, he pissed hot.
He
just being honest.
He's a great talent. Like, the man knows what he's doing inside of a cage. But Brock Lesnar is a freak of nature.
Yeah, but he's also not, I don't know, he's a freak of science. I'm going to say he's a freak of science because he's already shown us that he's cheated.
I mean, yeah, and Brock Lesnar has
twice.
No...
He's a combination. Yeah. He's like Scott Steiner in that regard.
He has no reason to not cheat again.
Right.
There's absolutely
he has
no reason
had a consequence.
To not
cheat. He keeps on getting the big main lion's share of the money.
Uh huh. He gets put on a 1 year suspension, which he had planned a year
yeah,
vacation
he's
anyway.
He's not going to fight for the championship. He just wants to fight for the money.
So he will be injecting himself with lots of steroids.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a cocktail of some kind of scientific bullshit.
I hate to say it, but...
Let's just agree, though, even without the steroids, he's a scary man.
He is. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm not saying
yeah.
I'm going to fight him.
I mean, I'll be
oh,
honest
yeah.
with you,
no,
though.
I'm not saying.
You're not going to meet him. Don't worry about that.
I'll be honest
Good
with
news.
You. I don't know what he looks like without steroids.
You ever seen pictures of him in high school?
I can't say
you see
I
his
have.
Little baby
he's
legs?
Still just a walking house.
You see his little baby legs? That's how
that's
he looks without steroids.
Baby legs.
His little baby that legs, his go with little baby arms. Little
don't
baby
you insult
legs.
The babies, man. They don't have a choice.
Just saying.
That's
I don't
true.
Know that. If I was to decide which guy evolved from poultry, I think I know who I'm pointing to. Just saying. So it's not Colonel Sanders, who's surprisingly honorary colonel.
Really?
Yeah, not a real colonel. I didn't mean to blow up everybody's spot.
Some people don't even know he's a real person.
Oh, yeah, he's a real guy.
Yep.
Colonel. Oh, no, I knew
Did
that.
Did you know
I
he actually delivered babies? He was a doctor that
I
delivered
didn't,
babies.
I didn't know that.
I thought you meant like the stork delivers them.
He just dropped them off. I was like, baby delivery and a chicken yeah. delivery at the same time. Who wants it? Who yeah. wants it?
Pretty
and his
old
first
one
was
cab.
At a gas station.
Wait, say that
again? You're learning about Colonel Sanders. His first place that he opened up wasn't even a
was
chicken
it,
joint.
Was a gas station?
It was a steak place, fried steak, and he did it at a gas station.
Wow, I'll be damned.
Pretty good guy.
Yeah.
That's what, you know what, I believe Jiro Dreams of Sushi has taught us anything. You have to be really good at making one thing.
And he found chicken.
He was like, chicken, this is it. This is my moment. So good for him. Congratulations to, I mean.
Yeah, he can't do anything with that congratulations
he's
now.
He's not going to get that congratulations. He's a little far gone, but you know.
It's good for him.
But I think Norm Macdonald right? still impersonates him, so congratulations
to
Norm Macdonald.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But there is only one Jetpack Superheroes. There's only one Cooley, thank
and,
God.
And
well, that we know of. If you find another Jetpack Superheroes, let us know. We're going to take some legal action.
I don't want to know if there's another Cooley.
Well, there is. I'd like you to Facebook it. Wait till you see what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Don't Facebook it. You'd be disappointed. Don't do it at work.
That's right.
Don't do it at work.
Yes, just stick to Cooley LLC mm-hmm. for all right. your Cooley needs.
100%.
That's right.
Well, we'd like to thank you for inviting us into your homes, into your cars, into your...
Thanks for listening and everything else.
In a totally
trailers.
Non-creepy way.
Right. And also, we did get Twitch affiliation. If you have Twitch Prime and you want to help support the band, what I'd love you to do is if you could take sign up for Twitch. It's free. Then, with your Amazon account, link that up and just hit subscribe. It doesn't charge you. It just gives us $2.50.
It's beautiful.
It's and beautiful. I will learn how to use Twitch.
It helps us out.
There you go.
And you, if you go and you're a subscriber, you get like cool special offers. And we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah, we're going to have
go
emotes.
Check it out. Yes. Check it out. You're going to love it. Appreciate you. Big wet smooches.
Mwah. Mwah. It has two floors. I put in a fireman's pole. Oh, yeah. These things will happen. I love that you're beautiful. I quake at the knees. I love that you're okay. I stocked a basement with guns in case of zombies. And you know me so well. I say fine dining. What I mean is we're going to Wendy's. And we both buy vegetables at the grocery store. Cause I only eat meat. We'll have a bundle of joy in a short amount of time. You can pick the name of the girl, but the boy's name will be Optimus Prime. We don't need a babysitter, we just need a big canine or my mom. These things will happen when a canine dies. So the kids that learned to fly and flew away, that should work for my mom too. And I can't believe in the tooth fairy until they go to college because I'm getting trained in stealth by the CIA. Well, I won't mind if you don't shave your legs and they get rough. I won't pretend in the middle of the night to hear monsters and stuff. I'll cut back on gambling and I will eat healthy vegetables. Oh yeah. These things won't happen. You can't change me. On your 80th birthday, you want people to dance, I will hire them and they will bring their hoes. And we'll be together for eternity, until you're gray and old. Until you get Alzheimer's and you don't remember I said this. I love that you stay with this old fool. We never have a tub. Cause we'll get a swimming pool. Won't have to fake my death to get away from you. Oh no. These things will happen. These things will happen. These things will happen. These things will happen.